Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his profound teaching titled The Determinant, sharing things that determine the outcome of our lives. Yesterday, he spoke about the natural seasons of life and how we must recognize and respond to them. Today, he speaks about spiritual seasons. Let's join in.
Number two, there are spiritual seasons. There are times when God is doing something. There are times when the power of God and the anointing and the grace of God is available to do something. And even that one is for a season. In the book of John, there was a pool. And in that pool, when you jumped into the pool, you will be healed. But not every day, at a certain time. John chapter 5 verse 4, it says, now an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the waters. And whosoever then first, after the water was troubled, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. This was a spiritual season. Spiritual season. As people of God, spiritual people, we must know that God himself has put in place not only just natural seasons, but spiritual seasons where God may be doing something special in your life. Most of the time I tell missionaries, when they go on missions, you know, when you start a church, let's say as a missionary, whatever, and you are alone, at the beginning, it seems you have a lot of time. Because you don't have members. Maybe your members are three. So when you finish visiting them, that's all. What do you do? But you see, it is not a season for watching videos. It is the season for getting closer to God. It's a spiritual season. So at that time, you rather use the time or the season to build your relationship to the Lord to a very high level. 80% of the things that I know, I knew it from between the ages of about maybe 18 to about 30. Why? Because at that time, I was a young pastor, my church had very few members, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, this, it seems as if you have a lot of time, but you don't have time. It is a season to know me. So I was praying, seeking the face of the Lord, reading my Bible, getting closer. When this pandemic struck, I have actually drawn much closer to God. Because I asked the Lord, this pandemic, we are not traveling much, we are not moving much, what should we do? Then he said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. It's a season. John the Baptist was in the wilderness for many years. The Bible says in Luke 1:80, he grew, he waxed strong in spirit till the day of his showing to Israel. Nobody knew him. He was in the wilderness. What was he doing? It was a season of spiritual development. That's what it was. So as I speak, some of us are in a season of spiritual development. That's why you have a lot of time, but you are not spiritual, so you don't know that that's what it is. Jesus the same. Luke 2:40 says, and the child grew, waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke 2:52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor before God and man for 30 years unknown. Why? Because spiritually it was a season for spiritual growth, not playing games. So God himself has his own spiritual seasons. The disciples of Jesus, they asked him when he appeared to them in Acts 1:7. They said, "Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And Jesus said, "It is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own power." Then Jesus told them that spiritual seasons are determined by God, and it's the season that determines what you do. You don't determine what you want to do. Then he said, even for the kingdom to be restored, there is a season for that. But he told them, we are not in the season of the restoration of the kingdom, but we are in the season of the power of the Holy Ghost. So in Acts 1:8, he said, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." So go and pray, because it's the season for the anointing. And that's where they became anointed. This is a spiritual season. So let me tell you something. Sometimes God shows you the spiritual season through a dream. That this is the time to marry. This is the time to build a house. There's a season. This is the time to travel. This is the time to do this kind of work. This is the time to serve me. This is the time to respond to the ministry. Even to respond to the ministry, there is a time. It's not always there. It's a season. Let me give you one thing that will help us to be able to use the seasons well, both naturally and spiritually. Number one, don't do things based on convenience. Do things based on the season. Are you understanding me? Convenience means it is easy to do. So most people wait to do something when it is easy for them to do. It may be easy for you to do, but the season may have passed. You can be 70 years old. He said, "Now it is easy for me to take care of a child, pay the school fees, no stress. My retirement money has come, everything has come, now I can take care of the child. It's easy for me." True, but can you give birth to a child? No. The season has passed. So people who do things based on convenience, they become very slow in life. Because in life, for everything to line up nicely, that it is easy to do, perfect, is rare. Most of the time, everything that you are supposed to do is not convenient. So for us to press and push forward, you should decide not to be a person who does things out of convenience. No. Rather, you must do things in their season. And in seasons, you don't choose the season. The season itself determines itself. That's why you must operate within seasons. "Oh man, I don't know, you know, I'm not ready, see, so the money is not ready, so I don't think I can do it." Really? That's going to take a very long time. Or it's going to be very hard, because you are moving out of season. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. You have had a dream. God says, "I'm going to use you to heal the sick." At the same time, you are pregnant. You say, "Oh, wait, when I finish giving birth, then I will pray for the sick." Look, you have missed the season. It's not based on convenience. Always remember, we should not respond to things by convenience. We should rather respond to the season. He says, to everything there is a season. He didn't say there's a convenient time. He said there's a season. An angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. John chapter 5 verse 4. Whosoever, and when the season, it doesn't matter, if you move, it will work. After the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. 5 says, a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been in a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The Lord said unto him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool." In other words, the guy said, "It's not convenient for me." Jesus said, "No, it doesn't work like that. The fact that you cannot walk does not exempt you from the seasons." It was not convenient for the man, but the fact that it was not convenient meant he will receive special exemption. That's why people don't know. Always remember, the fact that it is not convenient does not mean you will receive special exemption. No,
it's the same standard for everybody.
So the man had to find people. He said, once I'm coming, he said, another step down before me. There's a season when God will bless you financially. But in that season, you may not be ready to do that kind of work. You may not be ready to study. Because maybe in that season, what you are supposed to study, now you are feeling lazy. And the Lord wants you to study that thing and bless you tremendously. So I want to advise you, don't do things out of convenience. Otherwise, things will happen to you slowly. Do things based on the season. When it's favorable, but inconvenient, but you still do it. And that's how you move ahead. That's why some people are swift, but still they lose the race. Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that in order to respond appropriately to seasons, we must not do things based on convenience. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, Dear Prophet, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C about 8 years ago. I went from doctor to lab test, and my symptoms grew worse. I asked you to pray for me, which you did, and after a prayer, I went to see a specialist who required a hepatitis test. And to the glory of God, it was negative. I thank God so much for healing me, and all my liver function tests are normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. But that's not the end. He said, 2 years before that, I tested positive for HIV. And I came to see you, and you prayed for me, and you cursed the virus. To the glory of God, I did a series of HIV tests after, and I became HIV negative. Then he said, after that, I was working in the hospital, attending to an HIV patient, when I pricked myself. I came to see you after that one too, and you prayed for me. And after I did all the tests, and I don't have HIV. I want to give God the glory. This one is serious.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.